Okay, our friends. So today we've been reading bear books, right? We've had a couple bear stories here. Bears are awesome.
And sometimes we fall.
Mm-hmm. And so today's story is another bear story. For all of our little cubs out there, today's story is called Sometimes We Fall. Perfect for a fall story, don't you think? It was written by Randall DeSave, and the artwork is by Kate Gardner, and it is read today by Mommy and
Chico.
Chico.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is fall, which, are they spelled different, fall and fall?
No, they're spelled exactly the same. For if you're doing the thing like falling, or if you have fallen, or if you're celebrating the season of autumn, you could call it fall as well. Spelled exactly the same, different meanings. They mean something different, but they are the same word. I know, English language is tricky. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a problem when you want a purple plum too, but you're scared to leap. And in the picture we can see there's a bear, a big bear, in a purple plum tree towards the top. And there's a little bear looking up, and I think that little bear wants a plum. But it's a long way up, isn't it? What if I try and miss? You ask. Sometimes we try and we miss, your mama says, munching ripe purple fruit. It's okay. It's a problem when you want a ripe purple plum too, but you're scared to climb. And we can see this bear is thinking about it, right?
Mm-hmm. No, that's you.
What if it rains and I grip and slip and scratch my paws? You ask. Sometimes we slip and scratch our paws, your mama says, munching juicy, ripe, purple fruit. It's okay. It's a problem when you want a juicy, ripe, purple plum too, but you're scared to scramble. And we can see the bear has made it. The little tiny bear has climbed right on up the trunk. But now there's a bit of a pause because the fruit is out towards the ends of these branches. You have to scramble on the branches, right? But what if a strong wind blows and the tree shakes, and I wobble and bump my nose? You ask. Sometimes we wobble and bump our noses, your mama says, munching sweet-smelling, juicy, ripe purple fruit. It's okay. It's a problem when you want a sweet-smelling, juicy, ripe purple plum, too. But you're scared.
Can't you ask your mom to throw one down?
To reach? That's a great question. Now, let me ask you this. That mama could scoop up as many beautiful ripe purple plums as she can and toss them down to her baby bear. But I have a question for you.
What?
How will that baby bear get his own plums when his mama's not there?
Hey.
Hmm? What if, even though I'm a little cub, I'm way too big for the branch and it breaks and I fall? You ask. But now, you also know the answer. So, you reach. And in the picture, we can see what's about to happen.
Branch is kind of crooked.
Yep. The branch has a big old notch in it, right? And his weight is gonna, oh, and you fall. Which happens sometimes.
He got his plum.
He did. And it's okay. And sometimes it's even delicious. Because what happens after you fall? What happens after this bear fell?
He got back up.
He got back up. He ate the plum. And then he climbed up back into the tree.
I want this plum right here.
Right next to his mama. And they enjoyed more plums together, probably all day. I'm going to guess they ate as many as they possibly could fit into their tummies. Don't you think?
Only one, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I think it's incredibly brave to get back up and try again. And the fact that she does, my friends, the fact that this little bear says, I'm going to try again.
You
are very brave. Even though you sometimes fall, we get back up and we try it again because we don't ever give up, do we? That's stick-to-itivity. And that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.